Every dark oracle working against me, turn against your master in the name of Jesus. Turn against your master. Turn against your master. Turn against your master. Turn against your master in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are looking at the problem of modern witchcraft. The problem of modern witchcraft. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 10. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 10. Very deep scripture. There shall not be found among you anyone that make his son and his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, that's number one, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. I did not write these words. These are scriptures. Wasn't written by mountain of fire. It's there. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of this abomination, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. So right from the beginning of the world and from the beginning of scripture, there have been satanic operations divided into departments. And one of the departments is witchcraft, as mentioned in verse 10. Now in the popular Exodus 22, verse 18, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. And in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23, for rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected it from being king. The main place we need is for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Let us make some serious statements that is worth pondering upon. Number one, Satan has repackaged witchcraft to fit our modern world. Satan has repackaged witchcraft to fit our modern world. He has reorganized it to merge into the modern taste. Two, we need a complete reorientation on what witchcraft presently means. A complete reorientation. The Bible says, so what the last days, knowledge shall be increased. It's the same thing in the dark world too. Three, a lot of people will not fulfill their destinies unless the witch in them dies. They will not fulfill their destiny unless the witch in them dies. Four, in John 8:44, Jesus says, you are of your father the devil, for he's a liar from the beginning. When he speaketh but a liar. John 8:44 says that one. So to approach God, truth is the cost of entry, because it says, they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. To approach God, truth is the cost of entry. To approach Satan, lie is the cost of entry, because he is the father of lies. So believing a lie is the cost of entry to access Satan's power. Believing a lie is the cost of entry to access Satan's power. And this is why believers have to be very, very careful. Very, very careful. Five, witchcraft includes satanic mystery. It includes what we call pseudoscience, fake science. It includes ancient knowledge. It includes new knowledge. It includes secret knowledge. That's why the book of James talks about wisdom from above. Wisdom from above. Wisdom from beneath. Six, modern day witches, they bless as well as curse. Modern day witches wear three-piece suit, and many of them have swallowed their altars. The altar is inside of them. Next point is that modern day witches or modern day witchcraft is aimed at diluting and destroying biblical Christianity. But the tragedy is this. Many, many Christians are suffering from attacks in one form or the other from those who practice witchcraft. This is why witchcraft is known as the old religion, because it dates back to biblical times. In fact, to be quite honest with you, the oldest religion on earth is witchcraft. Because immediately Adam went into rebellion, he went into witchcraft. Because rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. That's what the Bible says. The danger now is this. There is an aggressive recruitment drive to initiate people into witchcraft, particularly the young ones. There is a recruitment drive going on now. And this is a very, very serious matter. How do you define witchcraft? Witchcraft is counterfeit spiritual authority. counterfeit spiritual authority. Witchcraft is the use of unholy spirit, the use of unholy spirit, not holy spirit, unholy, unholy spirit to dominate, to manipulate, or to control others. The use of unholy spirit to dominate, to manipulate, or to control others. Witchcraft is using emotional pressure to manipulate others. Emotional pressure to manipulate others. Witchcraft is wanting to be spiritual without submitting to God or His word. Wanting to be spiritual without submitting to God or His words. There used to be a simple mathematics formula I used to teach in those days. I used to tell people that rebellion plus spiritual activity is equal to spiritual witchcraft. Somebody is rebelling against God but mounting the pulpit, rebelling against God but trying to do the things of God is equal to spiritual witchcraft. Witchcraft is accessing power from below, not from above. Accessing power from below and not from above is witchcraft. Witchcraft is relying on a technique that is ungodly. Witchcraft is the use of sorcery or magic. The bottom line is this. Witchcraft is an intercourse with evil spirits to carry out a wicked desire. But when did witchcraft begin? The Bible teaches that rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, which we have read in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23. Rebellion actually started with Lucifer in heaven. Before you begin to read, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. What threw the place into chaos was the rebellion of Lucifer. So rebellion started with Lucifer in heaven. But on earth, it started in the Garden of Eden when the serpent pushed Eve into rebellion. Christianity, as we know it as a religion, started when Jesus came to the earth and began to say, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And full manifestation came on the day of Pentecost. So you can see that the religion of rebellion and witchcraft started long time before Jesus came to die on the cross. Therefore, if you fashion an idol for yourself, the person is into witchcraft. The Bible says, thou shalt not make to thyself any image, nor the likeness of anything, whether the thing is on earth or is in heaven. Any image, whether it's of God, of angel, of Mary, of Joseph, of whatever, of any saint, you're not supposed to make any image. Whether it's any local idol, you're not supposed to make it. If you worship any other gods, it's witchcraft. If you equate yourself to God, it's witchcraft. In 1964, someone in Nigeria claimed to be the Holy Spirit. The man was called Jesus of Oyinbo. He claimed to be the Holy Spirit. And he said in 1964 that he will never die. But in 1984 he died. And everybody is still awaiting his resurrection. If anyone is saying there is no God, he's into witchcraft. So when the human race turned from God in rebellion, the power that moved him was witchcraft. Therefore, it is the duty of present-day Christians to learn how to lock up the enemy and keep them from polluting our lives. So the devil's power base is actually witchcraft. And he operates through this power of manipulation of evil spirits. Listen carefully. If Satan wants one of his people in a top position, in a company, all he will do is to have an evil spirit in the person of authority to advance the preferred one. Put an evil spirit in somebody will be advancing the wrong person. If Satan wants to bring down a preacher, he can use the spirit of lust in somebody else to pull him down, which is witchcraft. And the truth, terrible truth, is that a lot of people climbing pulpit on Sunday ought to be doing something else entirely because already they have been caged. Witchcraft prevents a person from listening to the voice of God because all forms of stubborn pride is witchcraft. There is something worse than being spiritually blind, and that is being blind and stubborn at the same time. So there is nothing like a white witch, good witch, medium witch, bad witch. They are all abomination to God, whether they are white or black or blue or malevolent or magnanimous. They are all abomination to God. It's modern witchcraft that puts together people who read the Lord's Prayer backward. They are fond of cursing and cursing others. There are 20 kinds of people that are easy prey for witchcraft and they recruit them quite easily, although they may be unconsciously recruited. Meaning that a lot of people are witches without knowing. 20 kinds of people, they are easy prey and they recruit them easily. One, those who suffer from rejection, those who feel maltreated, those who are lonely, those who have been abused, whether verbal, sexual, physical, they've been abused. Those who are greedy for gain. 6, those who are greedy for recognition. 7, those who are greedy for fame and popularity. 8, those who are cruel. 9, those who are restless. 10, those who are without proper goals. 11, those women who think they are very ugly and can't compete with those they think are beautiful. 12, those who think they are poor. 13 is the rebellious. 14 is the angry. 15, the violent. 16, the sexually loose. 17, the lazy ones. 18, vengeful one. Very vengeful, they always want to retaliate. 19 is the sleep addict. And 20 is the pleasure seekers. Pleasure seekers. You know, the Bible says those who love pleasure more than God, they are dead. The hard truth is that organized witchcraft has turned a new wave of battle on ignorant Christians. And modern witchcraft has spread to so many areas. So many areas. It is in the church. It is in schools. It has taken over the arena of relationship. You have people doing love spells, magic spells to gain people's love. It is in sports, things like judo and karate. It is in entertainment. Many of the artists and things like that are into witchcraft. It's into drama, television, movies, pornographic materials. It has even entered into medicine. Medicine, doctors have been caught drinking blood of their patients. It's gone into government. I'm sure you, everybody understands that one. Business, if the name is given to some products, we show you that it's gone into business. Fundraising, lodge membership, this club, that club. There are some clubs believers will never belong to. They belong to it. They have been initiated unconsciously. The place may look innocent, but it's not. Recreation, even holidays, some go for the kind of cruises that only exposes them to the queen of the coast in the waters. Law enforcement is going to that. Judiciary, it's going to judiciary. Even seminaries, when Bible students are cheating in the exam, you know, witchcraft has entered into seminaries. Unions, and it's very sad. But there's a curious fact in this matter. The curious fact is that we find more women than men killed by witchcraft. And the reason is this. The devil hates women with perfect hatred. The devil hates women with perfect hatred. Because when God gave his judgment, he gave the judgment using Eve as the victorious one. Keep that judgment. So I will put enmity between you and the woman. He didn't say the man. Between thy seed and her seed. He didn't say his seed. He shall bruise your heel. He will bruise the head. So it's woman who will bruise the heel of the devil. So the devil hates women with perfect hatred. Then the women are wicked. We're saying why witchcraft gets more women. Then women talk quite plenty. Some 30,000 words per day, some 50,000 words per day. Women are more timid and fearful. Then women tend to believe things easily and are more trustworthy. So they tend to be easily deceived, especially by sweet talkers. Women are easy to impress. And some women who are defenseless seek a way of fighting back through witchcraft. Once you begin to notice this kind of activities, whether with the children, around you, anywhere, know that modern witchcraft is at play. Occultic drawing on the books, diaries that are filled with strange signs, symbols, drawings, 66 signs, people interested in reading only books on crime, blood, murder, Satan, evil, somebody who has an unusual interest in the Bible but without any change in behavior. Reading satanic Bible or satanic rituals or other horror magazines, interest in occultic movies, Dracula, video games, boys and girls growing long vulture-like fingernails or buying them to attach to their fingers to look like talons, cuts, marks, tattoos on the body, sometimes in obscure places, holes in the nose, holes in the lips, holes in the belly button, holes in the clitoris, holes in the breast. Violent rebellion, all are marks of modern witchcraft. Animal torture or sacrifice, modern witchcraft. I pray that the anointing to dissolve these powers will come upon you in the name of Jesus. The weapons of modern witchcraft, they are magic, divination, astrology, astral projection, incantations, mediumship, necromancy, talking to the dead, spell casting, trance, chanting, drugs, ecstatic dancing, hypnosis, rituals, sacrifices. Many years ago, I used to have a father in the Lord. We invited him for a program, and he came to the pulpit, and he sang a song. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. He is the lily of the valley. He is the bright morning star. He is the same today forever. Everybody ought to know. He now said, everybody ought also to know who Satan is. That don't know who Jesus is, they know who Satan is as well. Every Christian has enemies. Our enemies with military-like strategy and ruthless hostility searches for our weaknesses. Regardless of whether we realize it or not, witchcraft will target us as a victim. They are always waiting and planning for the moment when they can catch a believer off guard. And they desperately hope that that believer will remain ignorant and blame the attack on something else. Because witchcraft will seek to divert attention and blame others for their actions. But listen to this important information, and it's really important. Number one, witchcraft has no authority over believers. Number two, we should not be ignorant of the limitations of their power. Every witchcraft power has an unprotected forehead like Goliath that you can stone. Number three, Jesus Christ has redeemed us from Satan's power. Number four, when Jesus said on the cross, "It is finished," the legal authority of witchcraft was neutralized. The legal authority was neutralized. And you know, you can tell somebody by law not to go to somewhere, but the person will break that law and go. So we must learn to institute punishment. Number five, we are to enforce the defeated condition of witchcraft upon them. Number six, we must not provide any area of our life for satanic establishment. And lastly, we must submit ourselves to God always and be broken as a Christian. And lastly, we must be careful where we eat. Right from the Garden of Eden, food was the first problem of man. Food is still a major problem for man. We have to be very careful where we eat. I pray that the Lord will empower you and you will defeat every witchcraft, whether crude or modern, or in any manner in which it will come, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and pray these prayers. Say, "My Father, let every arrow of witchcraft go back to the senders. In the name of Jesus, my Father, let every arrow of witchcraft go back to the senders. In the name of Jesus, my Father, let every arrow of witchcraft go back to the senders. In the name of Jesus, my Father, let every arrow of witchcraft go back to the senders. In the name of Jesus, my Father, let every arrow of witchcraft go back to the senders. In the name of Jesus, my Father, let every arrow of witchcraft go back to the senders. In the name of Jesus, my Father, let every arrow of witchcraft go back to the senders. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Every witchcraft power assigned to rubbish my destiny, die in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft power assigned to rubbish my destiny, die in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft power assigned to rubbish my destiny, die in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft power assigned to rubbish my destiny, die in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us on this prayer line. God bless you in Jesus' name. It's your friend, the School of Prayer and Deliverance, Daniel Olukoya. See you again next time. God bless you in Jesus' name.